Coming up on today's Locked On Dodgers, we talk about baseball stadiums after Kendall Williams said Dodger Stadium is the best stadium in baseball. So that's what's on tap. So make sure to keep it Locked On Dodgers.
You are Locked On Dodgers, your daily Los Angeles Dodgers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Yo, 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 Dodger fans. Welcome to Locked On Dodgers. We are part of the Locked On Podcast Network, the number one local sports daily podcast network. Locked On, your team every day. I'm Vince Samperio, Chavez Ring Fiends, and this is Locked On Dodgers, the Daily Dodgers podcast. Here, rolling solo today, Jeff Snyder, my usual co-host, will be on his own tomorrow's episode. But today, I am here, and there is no new news to talk about, although there may be some news or some reports or something tomorrow as the MLB and MLBPA are set to meet on Thursday. I'm sure there'll be some updates there, at least how long they met and if there was any progress made. I know there's a proposal coming from MLB, I believe. And then I would assume it'll go from there. So that's the update on the baseball front. And so today's episode is going to be about some of my favorite baseball stadiums, coming from a tweet from Dodgers prospect Kendall Williams. He said, DS, Dodger Stadium, the best stadium in baseball, don't at me. And it got me thinking. I think Jeff and I have done a draft of stadiums or our favorite stadiums before. But, you know, things get updated and things can change. And, you know, I'm not going to ever complain about having to talk about baseball stadiums. So first I'm going to talk about Dodger Stadium and, you know, kind of where it sits for me. I mean, Dodger Stadium, in terms of just like if you just laid out all the stadiums next to each other and I got to walk through all of them without knowing what team played there, you know, Dodger Stadium, the actual stadium, probably doesn't rank first. But when you factor in everything else and me being a Dodger fan, Dodger Stadium is my favorite place to watch a game. And, you know, it's simple as that. I'm not necessarily saying Dodger Stadium is the best stadium, but Dodger Stadium is my favorite place to watch a game. And it's really changed in the last few years and really started becoming all-encompassing as a stadium, which is really, really great. At first, it was more of a, you're pretty much there to watch the game, and that's it. You know, not too much outside fanfare, not too much, you know, I know a lot of stadiums have stuff for kids. There was not too much of that. There was, you know, you couldn't even walk around the whole stadium up until a couple years ago. You, at one point, the pavilions, you couldn't leave, like you were stuck in the pavilion if you were sitting in the pavilions. And they've made all the renovations and everything that's happened in the last 10 years or so. And, you know, now it's a place to go have fun and to watch the game, depending what you're there for. You know, some people are there for the social aspect, and they got that down now with the bars that were already outside and in behind left field and right field. Now they got the bars that are under left field and right field pavilions. You know, you can go enjoy your game, the game there. You can watch it on the TV. You can, you know, be a part of the crowd, the atmosphere, and everything else. You're not necessarily there, you know, to watch nine innings of baseball per se. You're probably there to enjoy your time with friends and family and whoever else you're there with. You got that aspect covered. They're starting to cater to children a little bit more in terms of, you know, they've had the, on the reserve level, they've had the little play area, jungle gym area before. Now they have in center field, they added the, all the stuff out there where it's just a grassy area for kids to run around, which, you know, if you're a family and realistically your kids after up to a certain age probably aren't going to sit for nine innings, 3 hours of baseball. So, but you still want to go to the game. That's a good way to be able to do both. And, you know, while, and then they added the, you know, pitching and hitting, the little games out there in the pavilion as well. They've added the, you can take a picture with the player, and they've added all the memorabilia and everything. So there's definitely a lot more to do if, like I said, if you're not just there for nine innings of baseball. But if you are just there for nine innings of baseball, it's still one of the places that's best for that. It, you know, pretty straightforward. The stadium, the dimensions are symmetrical. It's, you know, got the nice backdrop, and anywhere you sit is a pretty good seat. You know, there's not too many obstructed views. There's not too many, you know, there's a lot to love about Dodger Stadium. And like I said, if you're just there to watch baseball, you can't be beat. For me personally, I like sitting in the reserve level, usually behind home plate. You know, you can kind of see everything. I don't need to be close to the players. I'm trying to watch the game. So, you know, I like sitting up there and having the view and being able to see everything. Obviously, balls and strikes is the only thing that you can't necessarily always see, but everything else, you can see the plays develop. You can see, you know, if somebody's hits a ball to right field and there's a runner on second, you have a good view of, all right, is there going to be a play at the plate, or is there going to be a chance to get him, whatever the case is. So that's where I like to sit. I know Jeff, he likes to sit down in the lower levels. His season seats are in field level. So yeah, he likes to be down there. I like to be up top. Either way, we're watching baseball and we're having a good time, and it's because it's at Dodger Stadium. So that's why I believe Dodger Stadium is the best place to watch a game. Maybe not necessarily the best stadium in terms of everything, but the one thing they do need to fix, and it's been an issue for a while now, is the food selection is just not great. There, you know, there's the Dodger dog, which most people don't realize is just a regular hot dog, just longer than normal. It's not necessarily anything like special or specially made. And other than that, you know, I hardly ever eat at the stadium. I think that there's not much worth it. You know, there's some stadiums have things, yeah, it's always going to be overpriced, but there's stuff that may be worth it. Or the Dodger Stadium, they got to get step the game up. I know they were trying to do the food trucks from different, you know, different food trucks for certain games. Obviously, because of the pandemic and COVID-19 last year, they weren't able to do it how they wanted. But if that's going to be a case, that would be pretty, you know, cool. That would add the element of you can get some LA food trucks in there, some LA classics, and people you can. I can recommend when people ask me what should I eat at Dodger Stadium, I can recommend stuff, or I can be like, hey, look out for the food trucks. There's probably going to be something from LA, an LA staple there. Why don't you go check that out? Because without that, the options are meh. That's the main thing. I know the other part too that people talk about is the beer selection. It has gotten better, but it's still heavy on the domestic and lowers, you know, the lower tier of beers, not so much craft beer, but they have been getting better recently. And I'm sure they're going to continue to add here and there in order to satisfy that aspect of, that people want. So we'll see what happens, but Dodger Stadium still best place to watch a baseball game for me personally. I know everyone have different opinions, but as a Dodger fan, it's very hard to argue with that. People will complain about the parking and everything else, but there's ways around it. There's things you can do to, you know, you can take the bus in or whatever else. You can, you know, have carpool. Even if you carpool, you're gonna be stuck. But it just happens. That's just the way it is sometimes, you know. That's how it goes. But either way, Dodger Stadium, best place to watch a game. Come back and give you some of my other favorite stadiums or favorite places to watch games. Before, let's talk about Built Bar. Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar out there. And it's a new year, which means you probably got New Year's resolutions. And if yours is about getting fitter, eating healthier, Built Bar's got to be in your plan. Built Bar makes it easier to stick to your resolution because it tastes so good. You'll want to eat it. You'll want this healthy protein bar that tastes like a candy bar, and you're not going to feel any guilt about it. Built bars are also covered in 100% real chocolate. So literally is like candy bar, but it has low calorie, low sugar, low carbs, high protein, high fiber, anything you can want. Built bars got, they've got a bunch of different flavors to choose from. You can get a pack where you can try every flavor. You can get a pack of just one flavor. You know, they're always changing out flavors, adding new flavors, limited time flavors. So make sure to check out built.com. And guess what? Right now you can get 15% off your order with the promo code LOCK15. Just head over to built.com, use the promo code LOCK15, and you'll get 15% off your order. Go check it out. All right, let's talk about stadiums. And for this segment, I'm just going to go run through the NL West now that I've officially gone to all the NL West stadiums, because those are, for the most part, the closest. And the NL West is pretty solid in terms of, if you ranked all the divisions based on stadiums, the NL West is pretty good. Other than Arizona, you got three pretty other solid stadiums, two of which are usually in people's top five all the time, in Petco and now what, Oracle Park? Yeah, I think that's the name, if it hasn't changed. And yeah, I mean, rightfully so. Arizona is just, it's hot most of the season. It does feel better inside because it's dome and it's air conditioned inside. But other than the little pool and jacuzzi area, there's not much to write home about. Although they do have that churro hot dog thing, which is pretty interesting and pretty sugary, but it is, pretty good. And other than that, yeah, not too many redeeming qualities about Arizona Stadium. But hey, you know, if you're trying to knock out all the stadiums, or at least all the NOS stadiums, you got to knock it out. So I would recommend Arizona for spring training, though, because it's fun. There's a bunch of stadiums you can go check out, not just the Dodgers. In normal times, you can get close to the players and you know, fulfill what you like in terms of, you know, access to players and maybe get some autographs and stuff like that. So I would recommend Arizona for spring training. The stadium, only if you must, or if you're going to watch the Dodgers. Next one, Coors Field. First time in 2021 when I finally got to go to Coors Field. And, yeah, it was nice. It was it's one of those similar to Petco and even a little bit Oracle Park of the location makes it, you know, that much better. It's in the downtown location. You can go eat or drink before the game. You can go eat or drink after the game. There's a bunch of restaurants and breweries and bars and things of that nature around the stadium. So that adds to the element. The actual stadium is, you know, nothing incredible, but it is nice. It's, you know, it's a nice stadium. And yeah, they got a lot. They got the, if you go all the way to the top in the outfield, they got like a bar right there. And it's, I forget what it's called, but you can hang out there if you're you know, not just trying to watch the game. But I went to three games last year, sat in a few different areas, and all pretty good viewing angles, all pretty good. I had a nice time, had a nice experience, and it was, you know, it's not gonna make my like top. I guess it might be my top 10 only because I'm at 19 right now, so that means it's the top half, but it's up there. It's strong. It's a strong competitor, and Denver is usually pretty nice year-round, so it's a nice place to be. Next one, Oracle Park, or used to be AT&T, used to be Pac Bell, used to be SBC. Yeah, this one's it's a nice stadium. It's a small stadium. You feel like you're in a small stadium. It's right on the bay. It's just a nice stadium. It's just beautiful, aesthetically pleasing. They've got, you know, a lot going on. Here, you're really getting your money's worth with food options, with beer options. They got a lot, depending what you want. But, you know, regardless of what you like, they probably have something for you. They got the, you know, the glove out there for like kids. They got the glove out there in left field, which is a slide normally. I don't know when that's going to come back. They got a little baseball field out there, which I don't know. I don't know if they were doing that last year. But it's right on the water. It's usually a little colder, which for me, I like. I'm a fan of that. And, yeah, it's a beautiful stadium with a lot around it. It's also in somewhat of a downtown area, so you can get around easily and have access before and after games for food and drink. So that one's usually in people's top five, usually top three. And it's hard to argue with that. It is a beautiful stadium, and you know, other than the Giants playing there, it's not perfect, but it's really, really strong. The last one is Petco Park, which one of my favorites because San Diego. I love San Diego. San Diego is a great city. It's in downtown. It's in Gaslamp. Like I said, plenty of food and drink and restaurants and other things to do right there before and after the game. The stadium's nice. They've got probably, I mean, I've only been to 19 stadiums, but it's got one of the best food options. They're up there with the Oracle, of just San Diego local favorites and just you know, they got, local favorite. San Diego's got some of the best food. They got some of that food in the stadium. Also good beer selection. They got the park in the park out there in the outfield. Those tickets are usually cheaper if you just want to be able to hang out at the little park area and watch it on the big screen. Obviously, you're in the stadium, so theoretically, you could walk around and find some empty seats and sit down. And it's just a nice stadium. You know, it's an easy walk around. There's good. The only drawback is depending where you sit in some areas, there are some obstructive views because of railings and stuff like that, which I don't necessarily love in the times I've sat there, but, you know, it's like that sometimes. But being in San Diego gets it extra points. And yeah, it's really nice. And one of, for sure, top five stadium for me. I've never really gone back and ranked them, but it's definitely up there. And it's got a lot going for it. And usually when I go, it's against the Dodgers. And it's mostly Dodger fans, so that makes it more fun. If you haven't experienced a game in San Diego, I would recommend it, especially now that the Padres are attempting to be good and they're trying to make this a rivalry. Some of the games were pretty intense last year. Not too intense, but it got a little – those Padres fans got a little wild there in the early months of the year. And then when I went later on in the season again, there was not that many Padre fans, and nobody was really saying anything. So I wonder why. But yeah, that's Pecco, and that's the NL West. And like I said, it's got to be up there in terms of best divisions, in terms of stadiums and cities and everything else. When you add all the factors in, and if you're a Dodger fan, and you know, you might not have ambitions to see every stadium, but I would recommend at least having ambitions to see the rest of the NL West. Because there's some good ones, and if you had to skip one, I would say Arizona. But hey, you know what? Just you want to knock it out. That's how you should do it. But that's just my recommendation. All right, I'm gonna give you a couple of my other favorites that I've been to. But first, let's talk about Bet Online. Bet Online is here for the new year, and they want to wish you a happy new betting year, as all the sports are in the playoffs, are heading to the playoffs, are getting started up. Everything in 2022. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all the best sports wagering action. It's a new year. They've got a new website. Go check it out on your laptop or mobile device and sign up today. And right now with the promo code LOCKEDON, you can get a 50% welcome bonus after your first deposit. So just go to BetOnline, sign up, deposit some money, and get a 50% welcome bonus when you use the promo code LOCKEDON. From football, basketball, hockey, boxing, and UFC right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for 2022. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. Okay, let's close this out with some of my other favorite stadiums. And some of them are based on the stadium, some of them are based on the atmosphere, some of them are based on city a little bit. And the first one I'm going to talk about is Fenway, which is not based on city at all. I don't know. I wasn't a fan of Boston. It didn't do much for me. We also weren't there that long, and I'm also not really a fan of history, so that's probably why. But the city of Boston didn't do much for me. It didn't really give me too much value, but Fenway was a different experience. And for a normal game day experience, like, I think it's for sure one of the top ones in terms of just a normal game day experience. You got some really nice or good fans. They might not all be nice, but they're pretty nice that day because I wasn't in Dodger gear. I wasn't wearing opposing team's gear, but they are passionate fans. They're good fans. You know, you get a nice stadium atmosphere. The area around the stadium is like closed off before the game, and there's just a lot of, you know, walking around, and you feel like you're at an event, and it's just, you know, a random baseball game. And I don't remember what day of the week we went on, but you know, it feels like an entire event is going on when it's just, you know, one baseball game that's happening. But it was fun. You know, Sweet Caroline goes on, and the whole crowd gets into it and everything else. And it was one of my favorites just based on atmosphere. If you're there for just a pure baseball atmosphere, it was one of the good ones. there's always good and bad with anything you go to, but at least the one I went to, the time I went, it was a great experience and just a fun baseball atmosphere, and you can't ask for much more than that when you're going to a game. So, yeah, Fenway's up there in terms of atmosphere. Food-wise, I think we ate beforehand, so I didn't really get to experience the food, but atmosphere, top tier for sure. City of Boston, for me, but, you know, some people like Boston, and some people really like Boston, so, you know, do you. I'm not going to fault you for that. The next one is, let's see, where should I go next? Honestly, this one's getting a little surprising, and I don't know why, but I actually liked Houston Stadium. In terms of like the on-field baseball stuff, like obviously I don't like the baby field, but I got to go, and this might be part of it too. I got to go for the 2019 World Series Game 7, and I don't know, it was just a cool stadium. It does have, you know, it feels a little gimmicky with the train and everything else, but I don't know, I liked it. I liked the stadium. I got to literally walk almost every inch of that stadium because I was walking around looking for angles and trying to get stuff for work when I was there. But it was surprise. Now, Houston, well, it was literally a turnaround trip. I got in Houston that morning, went to the game, and left the next morning. So I didn't really get to experience Houston. Where it's at, it's not necessarily like in a downtown. Like, there's some restaurants and bars around it, but not like a, you know, it's not like a thriving nightlife. There's a few things around it though, so, you know, theoretically you could. Yeah, I don't know. I just liked it. I just liked the stadium, and you know, although the Astros play there and cheating occurred there, but I liked the stadium, and I got to see the Astros lose in Game 7 of the World Series, so I'm not too mad about that either. So, yeah, Houston. I don't know if I'd put it, you know, when I'm ranking these things, I don't know how high I'd have it, but I did like it, and I was surprised by how much I did like it. So there you go there. Let's head over to one that almost is in most people's top five just based on the actual stadium and the view and everything else, and that's Pittsburgh, PNC Park, and yeah, it's up there on most people's list for a reason. It's just a really nice stadium. The city of Pittsburgh is great. I love the city of Pittsburgh. We spent a couple days there. I really liked everything around it. I really liked, you know, the city and the stadium. You know, you got the backdrop, you got the river, you got the Clemente Bridge. It's really nice. It's really, you know, good. I would hope that one time I get to go when the Pirates are actually good to see how the fans are, because that day I went to a random game, the Pirates weren't good, and you know, you don't get that full experience of how it is when the teams are good. But for overall stadium, I mean, it was really nice, and you know, you go behind home plate, you get a little higher up behind home plate, and you take that photo of the backdrop, and it's very, very beautiful. And combine that with the city of Pittsburgh, which I really liked, it's definitely top tier, you know, definitely a top five stadium, and makes sense when people tell you that. You know, it's not just hyperbole, it is really nice, and when you combine it with everything else, it's pretty solid. So PNC, I'm gonna do one more. Obviously I could go through a lot more, but I'm gonna do one more, and I will say I have not done most of the Midwest and anything in the Southeast. So haven't done like Marlins, Braves, any of those. I haven't done Twins, Indians, Reds. Haven't done any of those. So, you know, this is just speaking from what I've been to. But the last one is just a classic, Wrigley Field. And I went, actually got to go for a Dodgers Cubs series in April. Weather was great for me. It actually snowed the day we went out, so that was fun. But yeah, Wrigley, it's similar to Fenway, maybe not as intense, or at least when I went, it wasn't as intense in terms of like an entire event for a game, but it's pretty close to that, and it's in a nice, you know, area down wherever it's at, and there's stuff around it. But you know, it's just a classic. And you know, there's obstructed seats still because it's older stadium. It's you know, you can tell it's an older stadium, but it's part of the charm. And you know, I wouldn't say it was one of my favorite stadiums, but I'm glad I got to go there, obviously, because of the history and everything else. And the atmosphere, the actual stadium is eh, but, you know, what can you ask for a stadium that old? I would like to experience bleacher seats one day, you know, sit out there in the bleachers or up on the rooftops, but I'll have to go back for that. But yeah, Wrigley is just, it's solid. It's solid. I'm not gonna give it any hyperbole and say it's, oh my God, it was so amazing or anything like that. No, it's solid. And I really liked it. And yeah, Wrigley Field, can't complain about that. I will say real quick on the side, I think US Cellular, wherever the White Sox play, whatever it's called, they had surprisingly strong food options. So it's not in the best area, depending where you're from and what you're expecting. And it's just a kind of generic stadium, but they did have some of the best food options. So if you're in Chicago, try to hit them both because why not? All right, that's going to do it for today's episode. That's going to do it for Stadium Talk. If you have any questions about any other stadiums, I can answer for you if I've been. If not, ask Jeff because he's been to every stadium, I believe, now. And he can answer questions for you. In terms of that, thank you for making Locked On Dodgers your first listen every morning. We appreciate you, and we appreciate you doing that. Tell your friends, tell your family. Get people back on board. Baseball, hopefully back soon. Pitchers and catchers, hopefully reporting in a month from now. Get the Dodger hype back going and spread the word. If you want to follow us, we are on social media, Twitter and Instagram at Locked On Dodgers. Jeff is on Twitter at Snydog. I'm at Vince Samperio. DMs are open on all those accounts if you need to get a hold of us. You can also get a hold of us via email, lockedondodgers@gmail.com. Or text voicemail at 323-863-5625. We're here every weekday morning, and we hope you'll be with us. When you get in your car, if you're at home, tell your smart device, play podcast, Locked On Dodgers. And remember, you don't have to agree. You just have to listen. Have a good one.